we're going to talk about an incident that happened in Finnet yesterday evening. We've got Jackie Murphy, Finnet Lifeboat Press Officer, with us on the line. Jackie, good morning to you. Tell me what happened. When did you first get a notice that there was a dolphin in trouble?
Sure. Good morning, Jerry, and how are you? So, Jerry, yesterday, actually, over at the Spa Beach, there's a little beach there that connects the Spa with Dingle, or with Blenerville. It's just opposite the Oyster Tavern, known affectionately as Cuckoo Lane. And a dolphin washed up or was found on the beach there by a local man, John Nolan, and at about, I'd say around maybe 4 o'clock, I'd say, Jerry, we were notified. And then John's automatic thought, which was really excellent, was to contact the RNLI to see if we would have any, if we'd be able to offer any assistance. So basically, our lifeboat operations manager, Gerald Donnell, went to the scene, and at this point, it was kind of things were hitting with social media, etc. So what the RNLI was able to do is we were able to, we provided a stretcher. Now, bearing in mind, this animal was like about 8 foot long, Jerry, and about 200 pounds, they reckon. So we had to find a way of moving the dolphin into deeper water because it was low tide. So basically, the decision after taking advice from the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, the Kerry branch as well, we had to get the dolphin moved from the beach in the Spa over to the deeper sea in Finnet if we could. So, excuse me, and in the meantime then we were advised to kind of scoop out almost underneath the dolphin to give him or her, well, let's call it a him because I'm not sure which one it was, but to give him a bit of space for his organs to move around inside and to kind of provide almost a bed for him, Jerry, really, right, while we were trying to decide. Now the dolphin did unfortunately have some blood marks, but that it wasn't from an attack or anything. It would appear to have been from, you'd say, maybe rocks or things that it would have hit on the way. You can see those as well on the crater.
Sure.
So anyway, what we did then, Jerry, after that is that, and it was, I think, Jerry, the amazing thing about all this is while it's about a dolphin, the story is about a dolphin, what we all felt was the unbelievable humanity and compassion and a sense of common purpose in trying to get this animal from A to B. Gosh, if we could do that with our people, Jerry, it'd be a lovely world. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, so then basically we moved, the dolphin was moved by, was put on the stretcher, an RNLI stretcher, and then was taken in the back of a Land Rover Jeep over to Lock's Beach in Finnet.
Okay, so you took it there, and obviously a huge response. What happened then, Jackie?
Yeah, Jerry, it took, I'd say, I have pictures, and it took probably maybe, I'd say, 16 to 18 people to lift it from the area, the parking area in Finnet, to get it down the hill into the beach, and then to try and get the dolphin back into water. So at this point, obviously, for spreading the news, there was social media pictures going on and everything like that. So the beach was filling quite a lot, actually. And people literally, Jerry, walked in with their shoes, jeans, the whole lot on. They just walked in with their clothes in order to assist this dolphin. But it was very heavy. It was being lifted on a stretcher. And we weren't sure whether the dolphin really was coming back to life or not, you know.
Yeah.
So we were, again, they told us, the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, again, gave us advice. They were on site to give us advice on that. And then after, I suppose, Jerry, maybe half an hour of effort and attempt in the sea, we tried to get the dolphin going, and there were some RNLI personnel there as well, and a lot of local people and people from Tralee. And then, Jerry, eventually the dolphin appeared to be making its way out to deeper waters. So there was a big celebration and everything. The dolphin, a girl, went out and she borrowed a kayak from somebody locally, and Grani Prendergast from Tralee went out. She's an outdoor role, and she actually guided the dolphin out, so we were all delighted. We could still see the top of the dolphin going, getting deeper and deeper, really thrilled. So I suppose, Jerry, maybe half seven, I was getting dark and cold at that stage, and everyone had been there a few hours, you know. And then the next thing, we started getting the news that the dolphin had indeed, unfortunately, ended up coming back in towards the shore again and was stuck on the rocks over near the diving boards, halfway between the beach and the diving boards as such, and that was at about 8 o'clock.
Right. Okay. So that's where things went for then, and then afterwards, what was discovered?
Yeah, so then, Gerry, at this point, you know, everybody, I suppose, when we left at that time, about 7:45, just, Gerry, it'll be one of those moments that will remain with me forever, to see the children and the adults and everybody from every part thrilled with the outcome, delighted, going, wow, it was just really amazing, Gerry. It was humbling, that's what I would describe it. So then, when I checked, I got a notification that the dolphin was back, heading back to, or back on shore, and I went, oh gosh, no. I went to the beach and there were people there, and by the time I got there, unfortunately, the dolphin had indeed died on its way from, we'll say, the journey from the sea, where it got stranded on the rocks. And some people then, they made a big effort, to be fair to the people. They were there pitch dark now on rocky beach, to be honest. And people brought, it took a lot of effort, and they got tarpaulin and lifted the dolphin, which was no easy job, back up, you know, further up the beach, so that we could at least let the dolphin lie there, you know, until somebody was able to remove it safely. You know, it had to be removed safely, naturally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then, Gerry, at about, the dolphin was covered and everything, and there was a few kids there, and like, just the strength of them, they wanted to contribute, and everything was absolutely brilliant, and they were very strong, and, you know, oh, it was just fantastic. And then one little boy, he's only about 7 or 8, a local young fella, and he just said, can we say a prayer over the dolphin? And I just, Gerry, I have to say, for I know the dolphin had died, but, I mean, the sense of wanting to still care, I just have to say it was amazing, absolutely amazing, I have to say.
Amazing.
Very proud to be part of it.
It looked very disappointing, but, the you know, nature is nature, Jackie, and when a mammal, particularly either a whale or a dolphin, when they beach, more often than not, this is the result. No matter all the efforts and all, sometimes you get lucky, but other times, and we still, even the experts still don't fully understand what's going on or why these creatures do beat from time to time. But it can be very hard to try and put it right. Sometimes, like I said, it works, but more often than not, it wasn't down to the lack of effort from anyone there that the dolphin didn't make it.
No, Gerry, and we do know that it wasn't one of, we have a pod of dolphins of 3 that have been with us in Phoenix nearly all summer, so of course everybody was delighted with that, but this was not one of them. This was called a common dolphin, and this was not part of the pod at all, so we just don't know where it came from or anything like that, but you know what, it is, you know, it may seem like not a major thing, but it has left a legacy of caring, and people from Tralee and Phoenix and the Spa and everybody trying to do their part. Absolutely lovely, Gerry. Albeit, as you said, I know it's a sad outcome.
A big impact on those young people's lives and those children's lives as well. To see it, it's the cycle of life, and but the community spirit of it really is the key thing, that everyone was willing to lend a hand at a moment's notice, Jackie.
That's it, Gerry, absolutely. And I'm sure that they're all, I'm just sending it on to relevant parents and all this kind of thing, but also, you know, they're all going to school today and they'll tell their story, and, you know, they have explained, they'll have realised what maybe death was, kind of, if you know what I mean, or, you know, and one of them said, we just said, oh, he's gone to dolphin heaven, you know, and that's just an easy way of leaving it at that for a child, you know. But really, I was amazed, but to say the prayer, Gerry, it was really, and there was one or two in tears, but it was really lovely, I have to say, like, to see that level of compassion.
Yeah.
And the Yarn and I were very pleased to have been, you know, the people that somebody thought to, in time of distress at sea, or something has happened at sea, for our local man to realise, I'll contact the RNLI. But there was one particular man, Kieran Nolan in the Spa, and he worked effortlessly and endlessly. It was Kieran's dad that actually found the dolphin, and Kieran gave it his all down to the last minute, I have to say, and he's just, we were just amazed. He stood out like unbelievably, so we want to thank Kieran for that as well.
Jackie, listen, thanks for telling us the story, and thanks for filling us in on what happened in Phoenix last evening, and thanks for all your work in the service that you provide. So thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thank you, Gerry, take care.